This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Danielle Strauss, the Recreation Director, Town of Swampscott. And Danielle, everyone wants to know firework information. When are the fireworks in Swampscott this year?
The fireworks this year will be held on July 3rd, and they will be held at about 9 o'clock in the evening.
And they're right off the beach, and it's a combination effort with the City of Lynn.
Yes, it is a combination effort, and it is held right off the beach in between Lynn and Swampscott.
Well, Danielle, let's talk about last weekend in Swampscott. You had the expanded Harbor Festival and Strawberry Festival. So tell us about those events last weekend.
It was a great weekend, and it was a great community events, both of them. The weather held out, and it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. The first event was the Harbor Festival, and that was held on Fisherman's Beach. And that was a collaboration of a lot of different groups getting together and kind of put together a think tank of different events that we could have throughout the day. So we had paddleboard races. One group, for the love of Swampscott, did a dunk tank with some of the teachers and the school system, and the money that they raised went towards those schools. We had a fishing tournament. We had kayak races. The yacht club had a barbecue, and at the last thing of the evening was a lobster bake on the beach. We had music by internationally known Mamadou. And he does sort of reggae music, but there were hundreds and hundreds of people down on Fisherman's Beach who didn't have to choose between, do I go to the beach today or do I go to a special event today? So they were able to do both of those things right there. So that was a great day, and that kind of segued into the Strawberry Festival that was held on Sunday, which started with a parade down Humphrey Street, our own hometown parade, and ended at Town Hall, where the football team does a strawberry shortcake-themed dessert, and that's how the whole Strawberry Festival started, was with the football team. We've added some other music, some informational tents, and that's where we start our summer concert series. And that was done this past Sunday by the Navigators, which is a hometown band.
All right, so the Navigators have played. So tell me more about the summer concert series, and that's right outside Town Hall on the lawn, right?
That's right. So the other thing that we do in between each one of these concerts is we also have a movie night. So every week down on either Town Hall Lawn or Lynn Scott Park across the street will be some kind of event. So the next one will be a movie. We're showing Star Wars on July 7th on Lynn Scott Park. And then our next summer concert will be July 13th, and that's Chasing Blue, which is a bluegrass band. And then we have a concert July 27th, which is also a hometown band, Night Flight, and they're rock and roll. And then on August 10th will be a children's and family music concert with Bill Harley. And he's a two-time Grammy winner. So we're pretty excited that he'll be coming.
Wow, what a lineup here. Now, and it's all free, right?
It's all free.
Bring your chair, right?
Bring your chair. You can even bring your dinner and come down overlooking the water and enjoy a wonderful event with your family.
All right. Now, how about some other, maybe a final area here? You got a number of other programs, rec programs in the town this summer.
So we have lots of recreation programs in the summer. Our most popular one is our Park League program. I have over 350 kids in that program this summer. We have art camps and cooking camps. We have a rec center. We have a wonderful sailing program that runs in two-week sessions, and there is still room in that. And we also have adult sailing. If there's adults that want to learn how to sail for the first time, or they just want to brush up on their skills, and we do that in the evenings. And then we have tennis camp and math and science camps and TV camp, which is a media camp, and we have a wrestling program also.
Wow. And, well, Danielle, is there anything else you want to mention to us about some of the any other events this summer in Swampscott, or you know, go back and touch on anything else here, sure. Or how to get in touch with you?
We just have one other event that we're doing this summer. It will be our second summer that we're doing this. Last year, we started a barefoot Hawaiian beach party down on Fisherman's Beach under a full moon, and we've planned it that way again this year. And this year, we're going to have hula dancers and a calypso band and food, and that's always a wonderful evening to enjoy our beach and our harbor in the evening. So if anyone wants to get in touch with me, you can email me at dstrauss@town.swampscott.ma.us or visit our website, www.swampscottrec.com.
Now, Danielle, where do you secure hula dancers in this area?
Actually, I have someone on my recreation commission who's really good about Googling things, and she has found a company that can send us a hula dancer.
Sounds good. Okay. That's August 20th, I believe, right?
It's August 20th.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, Danielle, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great summer.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Danielle Strauss, the recreation director of Town of Swampscott, with us here on MSO Newsports.com.